This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get a getting. We're dragging around here and not getting out there to where the people are waiting around for the Old Trailblazer to get there. Maybe down there at the little country church, maybe over there across the creek where they're cutting logs and all of those things. The Old Trailblazer used to do those things years and years ago. And once in a while, go by the little country church where they were singing. We're going to bring you a song or two that they used to sing at the old country church down the road here one day. And but I'm happy to be back with you folks. Day by day, we're going out. We never give up. We don't have a giving up place. No. We don't have a giving up place. And we're going to keep going day by day, day by day. I'll tell you this little story. One of the pastors told one day back then when Napoleon was over there in a war, in one of those wars he fought, his men was being cut to pieces, being run over by the rebel army, and he called a little bugle boy to him, and he said, "Blow a retreat! Blow a retreat!" And the little boy stood there and trembled. He said, "Son," I said, "blow a retreat." He said, "Mr. General, you never taught me how to blow a retreat." He said, "Well, for God's sake, blow a charge." He said that little boy put that bugle to his lips and blew a charge, and it seeming like men got up off the ground already half dead, and they won that battle. So we're here today. We're blowing a charge. We don't know how to retreat. No, there's no retreat in God's ministry. Just like I often sarcastically, I guess maybe I shouldn't do it, but these preachers, I meet them in the bookstore somewhere, look healthy and fine to me, and they say, "Well, I just retired. The Lord allowed." No, don't blame it on the Lord. If your health is good and you know the Lord and you got a message to bring, why you want to retire? There's no retirement in God's work. You think the Apostle Paul would have retired if he'd have lived long enough, or Peter or John or any of them? No, sir. No, they preached till they died. They preached till they were executed. They preached on. And my friend, there's no retirement in radio missions here. I'm the only living preacher in radio mission. The rest of them died preaching. They died on the battlefront, just like old Napoleon. They was there. And we kept blowing that charge day by day. Sound the charge. Charge! Brother Spurgeon said he was out in his backyard one day, and some of his deacons and brothers were there. Said they were singing one of the old songs that we sang. And hold a fort. And they were singing, "Hold a fort, for I'm coming." And he walked out there and he said, Hold up, man, just a minute. Don't play hold a fort." And he said, "Sing Onward, Christian Soldiers. Onward, Christian Soldiers, marching on to war." I said, "Don't sing Hold a Fort. Let's march on." So that's what the Old Trailblazers are doing. Day by day, we marching on. I want to do my best to inspire you to go to work for the Lord, seeking souls, praying, giving, doing whatever you can while we have time. You know our time is short. We don't have much time, do we? I know I don't have much time. My time's limited. I don't have much time to get out the gospel. But my friend, I want to encourage you to get out the gospel. Help get it. You say, "How can I do that?" Several things. You can pray. You can pray. You can pray for the Old Trailblazer. You can pray for radio mission. You can pray for these brethren who go out for me on Sunday and Sunday night and preach in these various and sundry missions. And then you can give. You can give. Put an extra dollar in the offering for prisoners, Bibles for prisoners. Put an extra dollar. I had a man wrote me the other day, sent me $500. Said, "Put that on the prison ministry." That's good. That's praise the Lord. Do you know it's more blessed to give than it is to receive? It is. It's more blessed to receive, to give, than it is to receive. And I tell folks, it's blessed to receive. I've seen preachers, you try to give them a $20 and they'd back up and fly backward. Not me. You come up to me and offer me $20 and put it in my coat pocket, I just thank you for it, because it is blessed to receive, but it's more blessed to give, my friend. But let's get back to our study. Time gets away so rapidly. We're looking at this study on Satan and his kingdom under the general theme, demon possession. We're looking at this so we may better understand the power of demons and their influence, and all of their work and their purpose. Now let's take up today Satan and his kingdom. As we said there in our last study, so many deny the existence of Satan today, which shows their utter spiritual blindness. The Bible teaches there is a devil, and from experience we know there is a devil and know something about his organized kingdom. So if your Bible, if you have it there, quickly turn to Ephesians 6:12, and I want to show you something that has probably missed your attention. Now, I read this passage in our last study, but maybe you didn't catch it. That's Ephesians 6:12. Let's go slow. I promised you we're going to go slow. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, my friend, let's just take stock. You and I have no power against the devil except the power of prayer, and that the Lord would hold back, restrain his influence among our people. As we look at this verse of scriptures, I stand amazed at the scope of Satan's organized kingdom. Let's look there at principalities, which is plural and means different territories ruled by princes. These princes are members of Satan's kingdom and their mighty fallen angels. So you see how the world is divided up into territories over which Satan has placed his mighty angels as rulers? Oh, let's look there at that word powers, which means those who have great ability to do or act to affect something strongly. Powers means person having great force and great authority. I want to go back and remind you of the book we have here in the bookstore, The Spiritual World by Clarence Larkin. And I just can't tell you enough about it, how it'll shine the light on these verses that we're bringing you, how it'll describe the spirit world so that you can understand it. And we'd be glad to send it to you, put it on your credit card. And if you don't care for it, if you don't appreciate it, you let me know. I'll give you money back and you can keep the book. Now, isn't that a good offer? That's money back and keep the book. So it's The Spirit World by Clarence Larkin. And along with that, I'll send you several related studies by Pastor Shelton that we have in print here at the bookstore. Now, power means those who are possessed with influence over nations, those who have great political strength. We've often heard the expression, the powers that be, which means those in control. Listen, so Satan's kingdom is divided into territories over which there are persons in authority who control and speak with authority. Now, I want to hone that in, that Satan is an authority. Satan is not a little long-tailed someone with a long tail and a pitchfork. No, my friend. That's so childish. That's so immature. That's so terrible that we were brought up thinking that Satan would, you know, if you won't go to sleep, Satan will come, devil will come get you. He'll bring his pitchfork and come get you and all of those things. But my friend, no, Satan is a real individual possessed with authority. And listen, he says here we have the expression, the rulers of darkness of this world, which means rulers of this darkness here that we're in now. You have Satan's kingdom spread all over the entire world with world rulers, satanic organization, kingdom, government, and kingdom that begins with small territory and is so organized that you have world rulers and all of them under the control, now you get it, and the authority of Satan himself. I want to call your attention to that expression. You pick up your ears and listen, will you? Rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of the darkness of this world. His kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. Now, what does that mean, a kingdom of darkness? It means the absence of spiritual light. Oh, I wish that would soak into your heart. It's the absence of spiritual light. We have folks by the millions and hundreds of millions walking around blinded by the god of this world, Satan. They have no spiritual light. They see not themselves as lost. They see not themselves as sinners. They have no problems with how they live and how they do, and they have no hope. Have no hope of heaven. No. Now, what does it mean by a kingdom of darkness? It means the absence of spiritual light. It means blindness, spiritual blindness, the inhabitants that can't see. We catch a vision of a world of inhabitants, a world of people hundreds of millions, where there's no spiritual life. They are spiritually blinded and led and controlled by Satan worldwide. Does that make an impression on you, my friend? Does it? Darkness means ignorance. They do not know who they are by nature. Maybe that's you, my friend. Let's put that in the first person. And what judgment they may be under. It means evil, no righteousness. It means neither giving nor receiving light. They neither give light nor receive light. Darkness means nightfall, spiritual darkness. How dark? Night is upon this world, my friend. Do you see the awful condition and the kingdom of Satan over which he rules? Now hold your seat. Hold your seat. We have just a minute. We're going to jump a creek here. Paul gives us this expression in this 12th verse. Against spiritual wickedness in high places, which literally means host of wickedness spirits, host of wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Now we're going to chew on that for a little while, and we'll pick it up in our next study. Coming down to the close of the service, I want to just ask you to pray for me as I bring you these studies, that I'll be true to your soul, and that they might go home to some heart. You know, if one soul gets saved, I'm not discouraged, my friend. No, I'm encouraged. But if one soul gets saved under the old Trailblazer ministry, and that soul is yours, it'll be worth all that we ever put in it. Did you know that? Surely it takes money and funds to run these services. But, my friend, that's not what we are about. All we want is for the gospel to go forth unhindered. Satan hinders the gospel in every way he can. He'll do everything he can to put a roadblock in your path to keep you from coming to Christ. He will. That's his business. Satan's up and about his business. He never sleeps nor slumbers, and he's always got a snare. Whatever the snare is, the snare that attracts you, if it's loose living, if it's a social living, if it's entertainment, those things that will keep you from thinking about your soul, Satan has that ready to snare you into his pit. Oh, my friend, we're going to look there in our next study. I want you to remember my mailing address. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And then let me ask you to sit down and write me and tell me where you're listening from. We're trying to make a survey on some of our stations. If we don't hear from some of them, we'll take them off the air and go somewhere else. We have offers of other broadcasts. And I don't want to do that. I had a lady wrote me the other day, and I hadn't even thought about taking the station where she listens off of the air. But she wrote me, and she said, "Pastor Trailblazer, please don't take the broadcast off of this station. It's our spiritual meal morning after morning, and we're not going to do that." But we have some stations that we don't hear from many folks, and I just want to hear. If you're listening, maybe you've never written, maybe you've never called, drop me a note. Drop me a little note in the mail. Say, "Trailblazer, I listen to you up here in, somewhere in Kansas or Nebraska or San Francisco, California, or wherever, and I want you to stay on this station. I'm going to help you with the broadcast as if I can. I'm not can't help you right now, but I'm going to." And then remember my website. You can find out much information there. It's radiomissions.org. Goodbye, and God bless you.